We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Small city, big personality with your one and only host, Lady Miss Emma. Lovely darlings, welcome to this week's podcast. I'm here, I'm in the caravan, I'm doing it live from the caravan right now. It won't be live when you hear it because of course this is a pre-record, but I am alive and I'm doing my first ever podcast from the caravan. Whoop whoop, go me, go Lady Miss, go me, go Lady Miss. Tell you what though, I just found out today from Carol and Jim at the caravan park that actually there's been Wi-Fi here the whole time I've been here. I could have been doing my podcast here last week. I just found out today that I had Wi-Fi. Can you imagine how frustrating that is? I've been here for a week. I could have been watching Netflix. I could have been watching YouTubes. I could have been streaming all sorts of things. Glastonbury. I could have watched Glastonbury. Never mind. I'm here now with my Wi-Fi doing my podcast. It's a happy day. What have you got in store for us today? I hear you cry. Well, let me tell you, I've got a what is happening round and about Perthshire. I've got School Busman's Daily Ditty. I've got a Caravan of Love update. Reggae Moment. I've heard that's one of your favourite items. We have a message from Cato. She wants to make an appearance. All sorts of jingles. All sorts of jangles. All sorts of shenanigans. It's going to be epic, as it always is. So, let's begin today's show, shall we? Yes, I hear you cry. Let's have a tune about Mr. Harry Nilsson. That's a Harry Nilsson, and this tune is Lime in the Coconut.
Brother bought a coconut, he bought it for the dime. His sister had another one, she paid it for the lime. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and poured up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and poured up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and poured up. She put the lime in the coconut, she called a doctor, woke him up and said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, Doctor, to relieve his bellyache. I said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, get this straight. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and poured up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and poured up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and poured up. Put the lime in the coconut, you called your doctor, woke him up, said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, Doctor, to relieve his bellyache. I said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, she called a doctor, woke him up, she said, Doctor,
Nielsen there with Coconut. Isn't that great? What a tune. Doctor! Alright, I'm gonna fire up this one by Free now. This is Fire and Water. What a tune. Fantastic stuff there from Free with Fire and Water.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up? This
is a party.
What's going on? I'll tell you what's going on. Right, I'm popping over to the Small City Big Personality website to see what the heck is going on locally. Let's have a butcher's hook. All right, so wonderful Katie Whittaker, a.k.a. Katie from Rent Pine Timber Company, you'll know her all from that wonderful local band, like all of us, has been troubled by the scenes of horror as young children, old women and entire families make the desperate journey from war-torn Syria across Europe in hope of refuge. Well, Katie has decided to do something to help. And as a singer-songwriter herself, fantastic singer, she's decided to write a song and then market the single and raise money for the Syrian refugees. What a wee star! A wee local star doing amazing things. So she's written the song, it's called Welcome to Life. It's an opening of hearts, minds and arms to let the people know that regardless of media rhetoric, there are fellow human beings happy and willing to share a smile and a love of their country. She's called in her mum, her dad, her grandma and Jimmy. Oh, and Jimmy, I don't know who Jimmy is, but Jimmy needs a shout out apparently for paying the fees required to get the single to a point where she can sell them on. And she's donated all the proceeds from the single. She will be donating all the proceeds from the single to the Refugee Council UK and the Scottish Refugee Council. She'll be selling through iTunes, Google and Bandcamp for 99p. What a good girl! Now, I'm going to play that song for you. Of course, I've downloaded it. Of course, I have. I paid a pound for it, 99 pence for it, so that I could play it on this show. Did my little bit, and I'm going to play it for you right after this. Now, if you want to yourself go and download Katie's tune and help contribute to the refugees, then the links are on the Small City Big Personality website under Welcome to Katie Whittaker. All right, what else is going on? Summerfest 2006. Anyone who loves singing is in for a treat this August as the National Youth Choir of Great Britain's annual Summerfest comes to Perth for a series of performances and events. Summerfest is a nationwide celebration of choral music by the five choirs that perform at different locations around the UK every year. This summer, Perth is playing host to the National Youth Training Choir. This choir is for mixed voices aged between 14 to 18. They might be a young choir, but they really pack a punch in front of any audience, big or small. They recently graced the stage at one of the most prestigious venues in the UK by giving a stellar performance at the Royal Albert Hall. The Royal Albert Hall in April. Easy for you to say. Not. Anywho, you can get involved in that. Check that out. That is on the Small City Big Personality website. Go over there, see what's going on. Get involved with all the things that are happening and we'll all be merry and bright. Right, let's have a little listen to Katie's single. This is called Welcome to Life and I'm absolutely honoured to be playing this on my show today. Well done, Katie Whittaker, for all your hard work and for your fundraising. I think you're an absolute local star, so I do.
Oh, my friends all around the world, I can see your struggle and I can see your hurt. I ain't got much that I can give, I ain't got much to worth, but I can give you friendship, my kindness in these words. Welcome to my home, my friend. It's small, it's wet and it's cold, but we'll protect you and we can help you. You can be free and you can be bold, and in time I hope that you can find a place to call your own. But for now I give you friendship, my kindness and my home. Welcome to my country, this place where I belong. Here we can care for you and we'll be there for you. You don't have to be alone. We're your brothers, we're your sisters, your teachers and your nurse. But for now, I give you friendship, my kindness and these words. Welcome to my life, my friend. You ain't got much to give, but don't you worry, no, don't feel sorry. Just take some time and really live, and in time I hope that you can find a smile to call your own. But for now, I give you friendship, my kindness, and my home. for my friends all around the world. I can see your struggle and I can see your hurt. But if you could spare a smile away for someone who's got it worse, well, then maybe we can start to spread some peace around this earth.
There we are. Katie Whittaker there with Welcome to Life. Hi there, my name is Cat Tomato and I live in a caravan. I just want to give you an update of what it's like living in a caravan. Well, I can go outside underneath and around the caravan. I don't need no lead or nothing. And when my mama and Dougal are outside playing with the ball, I sit and watch them on the grass. I'm really content. I sit right now on the shelf. That's where I live most of the time. I look down on everyone because I'm the queen of the cats. And that's what I do. Anywho, I really love it here. It's a little bit noisy sometimes when there's other people around, but I just hide out. No one even knows I'm here most of the time. And today I was chasing the flies in the caravan because that's my job in the summertime. Anywho, I'm going on my travels quite soon. I don't know how I'm going to cope with being in the car for a few hours because usually I cry a lot, but maybe this time I'll be really calm and I'll really enjoy the ride. So we will see. Anywho, I hope you have a lovely rest of your weeks and keep your nose clean because you got to clean it with your paws and always wash behind your ears and keep yourself looking neat and tidy all day long. Purr when you're happy and then give people bad looks when you're not feeling so happy. Just give them a funny look and they'll know. That's right. Use your cat face. Anywho, I'm Rudy here the new. I'll see you all later. Bye. Shake up at the disco when I think I've got a... Alrighty, I'm going to play a tune now by Muse. I caught some of Muse's set at Glastonbury this year and I just thought they were out of this world fantastic. And now I've got Wi-Fi, I can stream the whole thing later on tonight when I'm finished doing this podcast. Boom! This is Reapers, this is a tune, this is epic. Crank it up and headbang like there's no tomorrow. We'll be right back. That was, of course, the mighty Muse there with Reapers from their brand new album, Drones. Now it's time for this.
Are you ready?
All right, time for a Caravan of Love update. Now, what I keep getting asked recently is like, okay, you're in the caravan now, lady miss. What are you doing next? Where are you going? What are you getting up to? Well, I'm considering at the moment going down south next week to visit family, do a couple of gigs down south. Maybe do some busking, me and Dougal. And then coming back up to Scotland for until Belladrum Festival, which I'm hopefully going to be playing this year if all goes well. So that's the plans for the next wee while. So I will be around until the middle of August. I've got a gig in the Twa Tams on the 13th of August. That'll be my last gig, and then I'm off to get the ferry to Amsterdam so that I can get across to Europe and then get down further south as the winter comes. So that's the plan. How's living in the caravan going, I hear you ask? Well, Cato's happy, Dougal's happy. Well, he's happy most of the time, unless he has to be tied up. He doesn't like particularly being tied up, but he's getting used to it. He's a good dog. The awning has been problematic. I was gifted the awning by a lovely friend. Unfortunately, the awning is too big for my little caravan, and considering the caravan is old, it's difficult to get an awning for. So I've had this big awning on here for the last week. My son and his lovely girlfriend came to stay at the weekend, and it rained a lot and the awning was leaking on them. God bless them. They said, well, we liked it in there. We could listen to the sound of the rain on the roof. It was lovely. And we put towels all up on the bars so the drips didn't go on them. So they were all quite happy in there. And I've now managed to locate a place that sells really old awning for really old caravans. And I have then now had to go and purchase some awning, and it's a cotton awning, not the kind of synthetic awnings that you see on these newer caravans. It's proper old school cotton awning, 1970s style. I love it. So I'm just waiting for the rain to stop again so that I can waterproof the awning and try it out on the caravan. So I'm very excited about that. So yeah, watch this space for more caravan updates. Hopefully you'll see some pictures in the press later on this week. It's going to be fantastical. So that is the caravan update for now, and I'll keep you in the loop with what's going on. Check out the press this week and you'll hopefully see my little face in Dougal and Cato, and get as many people as you can to like my Lady Miss Emma Facebook page. That's Lady Miss Emma Music. I need as many followers as I could possibly get, and everything will be just wonderful. Alrighty, now I'm going to play this one for you. I've been kind of digging going back to the old school CD thing, because as I didn't think I had any Wi-Fi in the caravan, and actually I do have Wi-Fi. Anywho, I watched one of my favourite films the other night. In fact, I've watched it two nights in a row. The Heat, which is just the funniest film, one of the greatest. This is from that film. This is Isley Brothers, and this is Fight the Power. Take it. Rivers Air with Fight the Power That Be. Right, quickly, I want to do this. I want a big shout out to my pal John Ramsey from the Irritable Owls, who came in and done all the electrics for my caravan. He put in plug sockets, he put in fairy lights, isolated switches so I could switch some lights on and other lights off. You know, mood lighting. You need mood lighting in a caravan. Ah, you do. Shut it. You don't know, right? He put an oven in there for me. So my electrics all work fantastically. So a big shout out to Caravan of Love specialist John Ramsey Electrics. You can find him on Facebook if you want any electrical stuff done. He's your man. If you want it done in your caravan, he's no your man, because he was complaining about how it's so tricky in a caravan because everything's so dinky. But at one point he was lying across my caravan floor trying to put a plug in upside down on purpose, because that's the only way we could get it to fit a double socket the wrong way up. But it works perfectly. So thank you, John, again for all your help. You really have been fantastic. So John Ramsey Electrical page on Facebook. We'll share that on the Small City Big Personality page as well, John, because he's such a wee star. And also, his band, the Irritable Owls, are playing on Saturday night. Now, this podcast comes out on Saturday, so it's the same night as it comes out, the 2nd of July. And that's 8pm till 12:30 at the Perth Civil Service Club. Get yourself down there and check those guys out, because they're absolutely brilliant. The tickets are £5 and members and guests are both welcome. So get yourself on down to the Civil Service Club and support the Irritable Owls. It is guaranteed an absolutely brilliant night out. If I'm not gigging, I might actually make a little beeline down there myself and go and have a wee dance to some ska and reggae, because it is a really great night out. Alrighty, now it's time for this. Time now for School Bus Man's weekly ditty. He says, "Hi Emma, hope you're well. I wrote this little rhyme during the recent Led Zeppelin copyright trial in the States. It's no joke for our friends Plant and Page, as the lawyers pick their bones just off stage. That song, some now claim, was borrowed and became their pension for up-and-coming old age." Brilliant! Absolutely fantastic. Well done, our school bus man. Always on the button. And that is how we are. Always on the button here on this podcast. Right on it! No messing about. All right, I'm going to play you this one now by The Corrs. This is Little Wing. I love this version of Little Wing by The Corrs. I don't care what anybody else says. I just think it's beautiful. So I'm going to play it for you immediately. Thank you, our school bus man. I will read out more poems next week, hopefully. All right, my darling.
With a circus mind that's running wild. Butterflies and zebras, moonbeams and fairy tales. All she ever thinks about is riding with the wind. When I'm sad, she calls with a thousand smiles she gives to me free. It's alright, she says. Take anything you want from me. Thank you.
this circus mind that's running wild. Butterflies and zebras and moonbeams and fairy tales. All she ever thinks about is riding with the wind.
Beautiful there by The Corrs. That was their version of Little Wing. Oh, just gorgeous. I think we should rock it up a bit more again with some Lenny Kravitz. Are you going to go my way? Who knows?
Thank you. Rastafari, chop, Rastafari, chop, Rastafari, chop, Rastafari, chop.
Yo, me Reggae lovers, that was time for Reggae moment.
Chop, Rastafari, Rastafari.
Alrighty, me Reggae revelers, we've not had a wee Reggae moment for a couple of weeks, so I thought I would chill you down with some relaxing reggae by Gregory Isaacs. This one's called Cool Down Your Temper, which is a good philosophy for life, really, isn't it? Just cool down your temper, man. Chill out, Ja Rastafari.
The ground and cool down your temper, Mr. Cop. Cool down. Hear me when I say, cool down your temper, Mr. Cop. Cool down. Put a smile on your face while passing through. Put away all the frown and that awful screw. We're just sipping a cup and having some fun. And it's better than in the streets bashing gun. Tell him, mister, tell him, cool down your temper, Mr. Cop, ooh-wee, cool down. We're just licking a cup and said, cool down your temper, Mr. Cop, cool down. Say we are just sipping a cup. Marrow in a bone. What don't concern you, please leave it alone. Cause the grass was made for the cows and ass. And the herb on this land for the use of man. Tell him, mister, tell him, cool down your temper, Mr. Cop. We're just licking a cup, I said, cool down your temper, Mr. Cop, cool down. Say you're just sipping a cup, cool down your temper, Mr. Cop, cool down, down, down. Down, 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 down. Go down, go down. Go down, go down, go down.
There we have it. That was Gregory Isaacs there with Cool Down Your Temper, Man. Cool it down, cool it down. All right, so I'm going to play this little back in music here because I've been contemplating something this week that I want to share with you. And I've heard a few people say to me recently, oh, you're going to be famous now that you're on the road and you're getting out there, you'll be famous and you'll be on the charts and all this one of these days. And it made me think about being a musician and being successful. Now, I think success in musicians is the only way people do this. They seem to think that you're only successful if you've got a record deal, if you're in the charts, if you're well known by everybody. That is the measurement of success in the musical field. And I've been doing this for 14 years, and I think personally I've been successful. I've been successful, one, because I've made a living out of it, and two, because I'm completely happy and I'm getting to do what I love. And I think that is what is success. Success is being happy and getting to do what you love. it doesn't mean making lots of money or being famous, because I'm sure that comes with its bad points as well, just like anything does. Success is measured in how happy you are inside yourself, in your heart, and how good you are to other people. That is success, my darlings. That is what I've been pondering this week. There you have it, right up in your business. All right, I'm going to leave you with this tune here by the Temperance Movement. Get yourself free, because that's what I'm trying to do, and I think you all should join me. Let's go in a caravan of love convoy across to Europe. Hundreds of us, proving that we're all European, we're all one world people, we're all happy to just be free and live our dreams and be happy little campers. Yes, do it, do it. I'll be back next week. Love you all. Get yourself free.
Get yourself free, yeah.